Hello, everybody. I know it's been a while since we did one of these things. It's been a busy holiday month. And would like to thank all of you for listening to the Gumbo Cast here for Game Show Gumbo. I am Cindy Saddleman, and it's been quite an interesting holiday month. So much so that Jessica Brand unfortunately locked herself in the film room. So I am joined once again by a great friend of the site, and his name is Jordan Haas.
Thanks, Cindy. Always glad to be back here. Plug game shows, I suppose. The other game show podcast.
There's three game show podcasts. There's Game Shows, I suppose. There's Game Show Gumbo. And one that I want to bring up is We Love to Interrupt.
Lots of great people over there.
Gordon Pepper, Chico Alexander, Jason Block, sirens going off in the background.
Kimberly, don't forget Kimberly.
Kimberly Dana Baum there, too.
Yeah.
She did not appear on the episode I just appeared on, by the way.
Yeah, but I think what I like about all three of ours is the way that we handle the approach of game shows. Because I would say We Love to Interrupt is a very sports vibe, very pardon the interruption, sports center, speculative. This is a more freeform news roundup, kind of like almost like a meet the press scenario. Like if there was a way we can get some of these like people on, this would be like the meet the press. And I'm probably the equivalent of just like, I don't know, like
Rome is burning.
the Jim Rome is burning. Huh, funny. The Circle is premiering on Netflix.
I mean, what's not to like about this show? I mean, you got people pretending that they're really not who they think they are in order to fool people, and I kind of like that thing. It's like the callers on my show. I mean, they pretend to be upstanding people, but in reality, they're just blatant jerks like myself. I mean, let's face it, their hair is not as coiffed or as good looking as I am.
I've been watching. I've said that like I don't know like what, if you have any like schedule or outline for this episode, but that's what I've been watching a lot of. I finished watching the first part of The Circle for Netflix. I've been watching some of the Canadian game shows and just have been a lot of fun.
Yes, they just unleashed like a whole week of jack. I think it was a whole week of jackpot, or was it like 4 episodes worth of jackpot?
It was, I think they said it's a week's worth of episodes. I believe it was five. I'm glad they kept the title cards in play though, because you never know when someone will jump up and say, "Do do 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 do."
Jackpot! I love jackpot. I'll stand for Mike Darrow's version. I know people don't like it as much as Jeff Edwards' version because I honestly think it's a different feel. Like, everybody there is friends, and there's not really big money on the line, so everybody's in there for fun.
Like with the Jeff Edwards version, there's a chance it could be $50,000. One random occurrence, if it's the times 50, you get the super jackpot number, which I love. I think that's my favorite part, is just that the number, if it matches the certain three-digit number, it's a super jackpot.
Or if by some miracle the in one of the riddles, like Jeff Edwards said, once every 10 shows or something like that, there is a super jackpot riddle. So it's like planting the seed that maybe play on. There could be the super jackpot riddle, where it's an automatic go for the super jackpot.
I love that. And plus there was like all sorts of other Canadian game shows. Good way to plug Games of Canada, by the way.
Yep. Mark Power doing a great job as always. Got some new toys for Christmas as well with the new camera, a new counter system. You Bet Your Ass came out for. Did you see You Bet Your Ass?
I but the thing is, I've seen You Bet Your Ass, but I've also seen like so many episodes of You Bet Your Ass, and it has that very distinct 2000s feel. That it's very Spike TV for me.
It could have worked on Spike TV.
All it needed was more like bikini models, and I think you would have been all set.
Well, it wouldn't have worked being a bikini model. If we did an American version, I could see it being a bikini model. But for the Canadian version, Soraya, or whatever her name was, she was on Little Mosque on the Prairie, which I think came over here. I think that was on, like, at TLC, I want to say. One of the shows, Little Mosque on the Prairie. But she's Muslim, I think, so... or Islamic, so I don't think she does bikinis at all. I don't think her religion allows for it, so that's why she's dressed as she is, like in belly shirts and tight jeans. Get away with that.
But she was also very... I did say the term girl next door in You Bet Your Ass.
Yes.
But I would say it was kind of like a... You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of like the Morgan Webb of like X-Play. It's like she's very attractive, but she's not going for full-on cut. She's going mm-hmm. for the, I can be your friend, treat me as a friend, not as the sex object.
Whatever happened to Morgan Webb?
She's, I think, working in a game studio right now, an independent game studio.
Because I know what's going on with Adam Sessler. He's ranting a lot on Twitter recently.
Somewhat political stuff and sometimes not. Yeah. We'll let you, the viewers, decide on that one.
Yeah, because if you haven't been watching the news lately, we're in trouble.
Let's just say Price is Right might be delayed a few days. Heads up.
Days, weeks, months.
Months. And why stop there? Almost anything at any time. Get excited, folks.
Hey, it's 1998 all over again.
Oh, jeez. Now that was a bad time. That's a throwback. But yeah, so it's an interesting few weeks in the world of game shows.
Yep. Yeah, also an interesting day for me today while we tape this. Jordan, do you play the phone apps like HQ and stuff like that?
See, I know you and Jessica and a few others do the phone apps. I've completely deleted it. I don't know if it's like a detox scenario or just like I just need to like stop posting every so often. So just listen to music, listen to podcasts, something to just not have me put up the phone. Mm-hmm. So no, I have not. Although I know if I did, I'd be there like all day.
Well, there's a new one out there called Reward the Fan, where their hook is they'll give away tickets to like live events in your area, whether it be music, comedy, sports, stuff like that. And it got talked about quite a bit on the WLTI Best Worst of Everything show, and that's the show I appeared on. And I played today's game. It was like a snacks game, a movie snacks game.
Like a what? Like close-up of images of like snow caps and identify as candy?
Well, more along the lines of snacks and movie theater trivia and stuff like that.
Oh, so like a Reese's Pieces E.T., for instance.
Kind of like that, but a little more nuanced. But the payouts are okay. I mean, like, this game had about 750 play. It's a new app, and there's not much press about it. But the prize at the end is $250 in rewards bucks, which you can convert for tickets to sporting and live events. You know, stuff like I said earlier.
See, that's very smart. I think that's actually a very smart idea, because then you're partnering up with a ticket office.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just a full-on cash rebate, it is like, well, if you earn enough, you can sit, you know, at a music event or a mm-hmm. stand-up comedy show or in this case probably baseball, knowing you.
Don't spoil the rest of the story. But
go on.
And what also drew me into this is that Gordon Pepper played a couple of days ago and won. And the big hook, which I'm going to talk about, is if you win, not only do you get the money, you get put into a drawing, like a random lottery. And the winner gets 2 free tickets to any event.
Any event?
Any sporting event locally.
Okay, locally. So I'll be LA, so I would be like a Laker game or a Clipper game or...
A Kings game.
Kings game.
Dodger game, Angels game.
The college football, the Rose Bowl, that's over. Yeah. that's good. But that wasn't that exactly what I was kind of like preaching for how they should fix HQ? The drawings and...
And as it turns out, I won.
Wait, you won?
Yeah.
You did? I'm proud of you. I didn't get that far in the story. I knew you were playing the online game. I didn't know you won.
I won the game. I got like $1.37.
That I read. $1.37, but it was like a dis. It's not cash. It's like towards something.
Yeah. And then the lottery happened, and I was like, okay, I'm not expecting to win anything. And then the host, I forget his name, and then he just yells out, Sigma fan! And I'm like, oh, fuck, that's me!
You're the fan of Sigma, so you did.
Yep. So I check after the show wraps up. I'm like, holy crap, that was me! I did win! You have 24 hours to claim, which I did immediately.
Hi, I was there. I watched it happen.
And so what I selected, and I thought it was opening day, but they couldn't do it. So I got the next day. So March 27th, I'm going to see the Mariners play against the Texas Rangers.
That's going to be a good game. What's the Rangers? So that's going to be a real good game then.
Hopefully.
So...
I mean, the Mariners are in the middle of their 30th rebuild in 5 years.
I know, but, like, look at it this way. I don't even know what
I'm
tickets. I don't know if you're getting, like,
and go to a baseball game.
Are they giving you nosebleed, or is this, like, any ticket? Like, you're going, like, right into the catch the fly ball seats?
I think I'm in catch fly ball seats. Catch foul ball seats.
I don't really know, like, the terminology of, like, different... I just know there's nosebleed, center left, center right, left.
You know every what my baseball... favorite seat is? It's higher up, but it's right behind center plate. Right behind home plate.
My favorite seat is, of course, the one next to the hot dogs.
Oh, you just go down and the hot dogs are... out on the concourse and to the left.
So I'll be probably the closest to the left in the stadium. Most likely also next to where you want to get close to the hot dogs, but next to the, but away from the beer stand. Cause the color is that, cause you know, that's always the bad line.
They don't usually come up to the 300 level though. The beer people.
So that's exciting. And it looks to me like, I did not know if you saw the numbers. I'm going to take a guess because it's new. It might be around 1,000, maybe 2,000.
It's around 750, 800 right now. But since it's only been out for about a month or so. I'm going to say about a month or so.
Okay, that's pretty good because all it needs is the word of mouth right now.
Yeah, and since, as you talked about earlier, it does have a hook that differentiate for HQ. And speaking of HQ, they changed up the format again.
Okay, so how much of it did they listen to the podcast and steal from me? I'm going to say not that much. Maybe half?
I think you'll be surprised.
Alright.
So, we're going to go in order. What they didn't change is words.
Okay, so it's still the word guessing game. three 12 strikes word
puzzles, solve all 12, win a share of 1,000. HQ Sports, they changed.
Well, because that's mostly trivia focused of the HQ quiz.
Instead of 12 questions, it's 15.
Is one knock? You have to have 3 knockouts now, I assume.
You're able to use lives up to Q14.
Okay, so that's a game changer then. Because so that means that you could have failed right on the second last question and then go, well.
And you can still play it for the final one, but here's the difference. They took elements from seasons past. There are bailouts now at Q7 and Q11. Not for cash, but for coins. Which you could use to then buy extra lives, point multipliers, erasers, or super spins on words.
Okay, so far it still seems like they're gamifying it just a little too much, but I'd go on.
They didn't change is HQ Tunes, which is 12 questions. And that's only for 500, so small potatoes doesn't matter there.
Now, when you say 500, you mean money, right? $500?
Yeah, $500.
All right. So they have yet to take my advice of just going straight into coins and putting that into lottery drawings to win the money. Or making it qualifiers for a tournament of champions on the last of the month.
Well, they're kind of doing that because every 3 weeks is a season.
Okay, so they're speeding up the seasons then.
Well, they've kind of slowed down the seasons because it used to be every season's like 2 weeks.
Really? I thought it was every month. So
no, it's now every 3 weeks. So the big change came with HQ itself, regular HQ trivia. Guess how many questions there are now?
Is it last man standing?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to go with, well, you said 12 to 15, so I don't know if that's a clue to say 15 or, you know, okay. I would say 15 and guess that it went to 20.
You're one off.
21.
21. There are buyouts at 6, 11, and 18 for coins for the $1,000 games, but in the season finale, 11, Q11 and Q16 will have buyouts for cash.
Wouldn't it have been easier to do it in the 7 level, so 7, 14, 21?
Mm-mm.
Or are they doing the 12 because of the old school mentality of you have to get 12 questions?
Kind of. So with...
Is it still one life per game? Do they still have that rule in effect, or...
Max 3.
Okay, so it's now a match 3, so you can get 3 wrong in any game.
But here's the thing, though. Extra lives stop at Q18.
Because 19, 20, 21. Okay, so at least someone in the office has still been doing the game research of how do you make sure the game is still fair... you can't, because otherwise people will just be buying the lives, right? And gamifying the system that way.
So we just could put a moratorium on that. However, you can really get up to 18 easy with the buyouts. Because sometimes that they'll have coin buyouts, 6, 11, 18. And I've seen buyouts on 18 for certain games go as high as like 10,000 coins.
Okay, so 10,000 coins, that's a lot, because usually some of these things are like 100, 200 items, usually. So to get 10,000, that's like, okay, you're good for a good, two months if you need to buy all the lives in the world.
All the lives, all the super spins. But then again, also what helps with what I think is why they didn't change words is even if you have all these super spins in the world, if you don't solve the puzzle, you don't move on. And I think you're allowed one rebuy.
And the final one, by the way, is always like this weird difficult.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I still like about HQ is they still have a good, like, question staff there.
They do have really good writers at HQ, I will say that, yes.
It's very on the nose. You see, why don't they instead make it so it's just one season lasts a million seconds, there's one person sitting in the chair, and then someone at home gets to play the phone game, and if you rack enough points, you get to stop by and play for the money. And when you sit on the chair, you make money at $10 a second.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm into a breakthrough new quiz format.
And John Ricci hates me again.
Hi, John.
He's not listening to this.
No, we like John, right? Like he does Pyramid. He does all these game show revivals right now. So,
yeah.
You're doing okay.
No, he's the one who attacked first. I'm just like, yeah, fine, whatever.
Maybe it's because he thought it was a good original format, and this was when you were talking about the bad game shows, and now we're in the positive world of modern game show trends, which is HQ and yep. mobile gaming and streaming game shows and digital media game shows. I mean, that's why I've been watching The Circle on Netflix, because, hey, to me, that's a good game show.
I think Great British Bake Off appears as well.
It is, and Great British Bake Off is a game show. Folks, open your eyes. Game shows don't have to be quiz shows in studios. It's all about showcasing your talent and having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And Great British Bake Off is a game show. The Voice
so is Holy
a game
Moly.
Show. You have no idea how many times I have said that, and then people are like, what do you mean by that, you weirdo? I have to, like, explain that, like, actually, if you think about it, and I hate to say it, if you really think about the world of television, aside from, like, the big dramas out there, your CSIs or your HBO Showtime shows, like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. What most people watch is, in some regard, a game show of some kind. It's a Voice. It's America's Got Talent. It's
The Real Housewives of Long Island or New York.
I don't know if that's considered a game show. I think that's a docudrama. But
I will say that Fremantle does have their hands on a couple of them.
Just give Andy Cohen a game show.
They did.
We're not talking about Love Connection again.
And speaking of that...
Flirty Dancing.
Isn't that coming on? Did that premiere already?
I think that premiered today, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see.
It could not premiere today.
Because I did see. Oh, it was on the 8th. It's going to be premiering on the 8th.
Okay, so Wednesday.
So I saw a preview copy, the first 10 minutes of the episode. I'm not going to tell you anything you don't already know. It's exactly what the trailers look like. It's a person and a dancing, then a person and the dancing, and then the person has to decide which of the two dancing they want to be with for a date. That's the format. But I think there's a much better dating show out there right now.
Yes, and it's like Love Connection before it, it's a revival of an old format that actually modernizes it, and it's still funny.
I was there when we announced it, and I was like asking all these questions.
And by the way, the name of the show is Blind Date. Yes, it's back.
Oh, like the whole show is called Blind Date. Yes, it's back.
No. Blind Date came back. It's got Nikki Glaser as a voiceover person giving snarky commentary.
I love Nikki Glaser. I told you how much I love Nikki Glaser, right? So you were kind of like, who's Nikki Glaser?
I knew who Nikki Glaser was. She's a comedian. She did At Midnight with
Hardwick.
Yeah, with Hardwick.
Who's Hardwick?
And all those people.
Wipe, wipe, wipe. And I haven't seen an episode. I was like waiting for it to show up, and you watched it before I could.
Watch it. It's on my DVR right now, dude.
You're gonna. So it's how many episodes did they create then?
Around 65.
Holy crap! I thought that was only like 10.
There's like 40 episodes.
So this really is Blind Date then, because if they're recording 60 episodes a season. Now, is Nikki like in a studio set too? Like going?
No, it's all voiceover.
So it's Nikki going, look at this weirdo. Well, that's what he would say, right?
She'd be like, meet Chad. He's a bartender looking for a woman to get his... looking for a woman that could free his spirits.
Okay, spirits. That's the pun. I get it. And then, like, is the return of, like, Think Bubbles and Therapist Joe and...
Yes, there's, like, instead of pop-up video stuff, it's text bubbles.
Okay.
Like, on, like, the iPhone and stuff like that.
Oh, like a chat bubble. Like, are you seeing what's going on? Actually, that's clever.
Yep.
Someone there really is thinking, like, why do we have to do pop-up video style? This is modern. We're basically trying to chat with you. Like, if you were watching the show with you, this is what you would probably be saying right now.
Absolutely.
I'm guessing, and they also probably have more meme. I'd say the word meme in a way, but, like, I'm not going to say, like, impact font, but kind of, like, they're aiming for weird moments that will be recorded that can easily be GIFable or with fun text overlays.
But sometimes they force it. Like, one episode, they forced it. And created one on the show. I was like, kind of missed the mark on that one, but still fantastic to watch. I mean, it is
so
quite
fun. This
is
a real guilty pleasure show, is what you're saying. Which,
oh, yeah.
Fitting for Bravo, by the way, because that is the guilty pleasure channel.
Yep. And I will say about the show, some of it's really cookie cutter. You can tell what they're going to do. Like, it's set up to be weird situation, dinner, pool.
Okay. So they're trying to make them look like humans then. It's like, because everyone does the weird dorky thing on the first date. Everyone says the weird inappropriate thing that makes them look silly. And then, but ultimately, they're human and you're supposed to like them. They're not trying to be like an MTV character.
No, the age varies quite a bit. Like, some episodes you see people in their 20s and 30s, sometimes you'll see people in their 40s.
That's actually good. She's like people in the 40s, and I'm going to say they're going to probably go older. They're probably going to do same-sex relationships.
Yeah, we've seen that quite a lot, too.
Non-binary people probably be in later episodes, because I don't think they have that yet, but they would probably include that, just because modern dating age.
Well, they are taping in Atlanta, so probably not.
Probably be more. I mean, they'll still do same sex, but
they've done a lot of same sex.
And if they're doing Atlanta, they're going to probably go very wild in that. I'm not saying Atlanta's wild, but yeehaw.
Okay, like one episode had a woman who is looking. Like, she openly says that she's looking for dick. And someone who's a virgin.
Oh, no, the poor casting people.
No, smart casting people.
Like, so, can they get along? And
no, they got along.
So, I'm looking for dick. And then here's a virgin who has never been laid in their life.
Yep.
So some casting person's like, I just made someone's dream come true.
And the final segment was, okay, people. Okay. I think you need to learn some sex ed. And the guy's like, oh no. But he played along with it, put the condom on the banana and the cucumber and
all the innuendos that would most likely, if Chuck Barris was around today, would most likely be a thing he would put in some of his shows.
He probably would have produced Blind Date.
Is there a way we could have, like, a juggler of some kind in the background, or a clown? Can we get Nikki Glaser to be, like, the Uber driver talking through this?
Oh, she does do commentary during the date, so it's all solid.
It's very solid, and I'm glad that's a good show. Speaking of Bravo, by the way, because this is the Bravo, and I'm sure because you're watching this on through DVR and probably live. How many promos did you see for Spy Games?
A lot,
because that is coming up, I think, next week. So
it's coming up the 20th.
Because that's the game show I've been looking forward to seeing for about 5 months now at this point.
Yeah, I want to see how it is too. It looks really interesting. I mean, there's some good material that could be wrung out of that, but here's my problem with it.
Wrong network, in my mind.
That too. Like, this would be True TV. It wouldn't work for True TV because
USA
that's...
USA Network.
Yeah, USA Network, I would say, would be a better fit. But isn't Bravo, USA Network, isn't it the same family?
It is. If anyone goes to Universal Studios Hollywood, they'll know that NBC Universal is more than just NBC. It's CNBC, MSNBC, Bravo, Telemundo, E, the Esquire channel. See?
Does Esquire still even exist?
Oh, sometimes they even go through, like... One time I remember back in the day, they brought G4, and I'm still like, really?
Well, it's because they bought it because they merged it with Tech TV.
It's still fun to me that I have a photo on my phone of Universal Studios and one of the backlit like flags for they want to do the promotion of TV shows is that of X Play. I think that's just funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it looks like an intriguing show. So if no one knows what the show is about, it's essentially what if we made them all actually with spy, like a spy kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's everyone has a secret. The way you get eliminated is by knowing the secret. And your whole job is to be friends with everybody and gather data on everybody because only the last one standing wins. If you find the person, eliminate them, they're out. But also, if you win a challenge, you get clues that can lead to helping out, figure out what's going on.
Is that what you're getting from the promos?
That's what I'm getting from the promos, but they also are trying to go for but they're clearly not expert spies, and they're trying to go for, you want the Hollywood spy boutique, you want the rappelling down the big, like, building, and going
in. And you're also talking about people who are spies in real life, CIA agents.
Yeah, they serve as judges and experts.
Mm-hmm.
It seems really intriguing, and I think that's kind of like one of it. Kind of, you know what? I keep bringing up the mole because it kind of reminds me of the next generation of that. Like when people hear about Survivor for the first time, and they hear people on an island.
Oh God!
And that's when you get like Naked and Afraid, or
Dating Naked.
Oh, Jesus. Does that mean there's going to be like a spy dating show next?
I don't know. You kind of got some of that on Blind Date.
Well, Temptation Island. I guess that is considered a spy dating
show. Still going
show.
Strong.
On USA Network, no less. You know what? Let's give congrats to Mark Wahlberg for that. Thank you, Mark.
Happy's still got a job.
I like him on Antiques Roadshow. It just kind of sucks that his secondary occupation is homewrecker.
He's not the homewrecker.
But like, think about like things like Moment of Truth. Like that's the second half of his like, and I know he doesn't want that because like game playing and Shop Till You Drop, which was a great episode. I had fun with that one.
Yep, and Russian Roulette.
See, Russian Roulette still, that's the show.
Mm-hmm.
But Ellen has to take it away from us.
It's time to play Know or Go.
See, it's funny because they fell.
Yeah. Like, there's...
See, it's funny because they fell.
They fell because it's funny.
I get it, because like Ellen's games are funny in some regard. Like, they do have wipeouts, like falling into pudding or getting covered in whipped cream and stuff. But then it's like you watch a Holy Moly, and it's like, well, at least the wipeouts on that are kind of have a bit of variety to it. It's not always fall in the water. It's trip on a log, get hit by the fan.
Yep.
And speaking of Holy Moly, that was on your list that you uploaded for Game Show Gumbo.
Number two. Yep. Early plugs right now for videos. Testing out the green screen. Also, we had an early plug with Games of Canada with Martin Power. I put up my list of the top five best game shows of 2019, and I feel like a freaking hypocrite.
Well, I mean... I'm not gonna say hypocrite. I mean, your number one was Jeopardy, but you said on the podcast
that I wanted to elevate a show. I was gonna let other people do Jeopardy. And I said, "Arise to the Pantheon, 25 words or less."
And there's a bit of conflation there. And you know, I'm not gonna say you were wrong or a hypocrite. Here's what I'm gonna chalk it up to. You had a change of thought from one recording to the next, and that happens all the time.
Here's the thing. I recorded that, and then I finished editing it. No, I recorded it first. And then after I uploaded it to my computer, I got a call from Jason Block. He's looking for panelists for BS Big Show. Since nobody showed up, and I had just seen the message after he posted 15 minutes earlier, I got the call and said, "Hey, I'm here for the podcast." And there was Chico, Gordon, and Jason, and I get read WLTI. I said, "Ask what show? Best Worst of Everything?" "All right, I'm in. I'm in if you'll have me." And they said yes, so... I forgot one thing to add. You know, worst... game show moment of 2019.
So, of course,
the real answer is Alex Trebek's cancer diagnosis.
But I mean, I would say it's a horrible event, but I wouldn't say I was like, if we were going to go back to the days of game show garbage, like, that's a horrific thing. That's not like awful. Thing in the world of game shows that clearly was like a bad idea.
No,
like,
I
would say if I had to pick, I'd say like Survivor.
Hosts, so, and by the way, if I were still doing game show garbage, when I would do the Wayne for 2019-2020, I think both of us know which would win.
Well, of course, if you want me to say the worst game shows, I suppose. Where I get to talk bad about game shows and then people still somehow want to be my friend. I don't know why. I'm very antagonistic on that show. But yeah, if I had to say, like, I would say like Survivor would be the worst incident of game shows. Pancreatic cancer announcement, it was bad, but I look at it in the positive light. Because of the announcement, lots of support, lots of praise to Trebek, lots of encouragement and fight, lots of love came out of that announcement. Where with Survivor, and there's a couple of them, but we know the one, it was nothing but backlash
and dubious moves to come of it.
Yeah, like, and then one when woman someone that... gets ejected.
Oh, they're... Here's the funny thing, though. This could have all been prevented at the tribal. His ejection could have been prevented at the tribal.
That's what makes it such a, I would say, the worst moment in game shows this year. And then if you were going to say, like...
could have been prevented?
What?
If Missy and Elizabeth had stuck to the original plan to get rid of Dan, after everybody knew... Dan did these things. They knew.
And then, like, for, I guess, worst game show.
Best ever trivia show.
Not in a Million Dollar Mile.
I have to consider entertainment value, but when a show is just nothing and puts me to sleep.
Which is Masterminds to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Or do you want to do, like, Top Elf? There's Top Elf on Nickelodeon.
I have a rule.
You have
only shows that I have seen are can qualify.
I've watched so much bad stuff, Cindy. You have no idea.
Thank you for taking the bullet from me that I've been taking for the past 10 years.
It's, I'm not saying some of these games broke me, but someone has to watch Nashville Squares. That's all I'm saying.
Well, thankfully you don't anymore.
Someone had to watch it and then review it and then stop watching.
And now it's probably canceled.
I'm going to bet it's the season 2 pickup. Something tells me season 2. It's cheap. That's the only reason I could say that it's a pickup. What I would say we get canceled is Misery Index.
Yeah.
Remember Wrong Misery Network. Index, folks? Remember that great show? Everyone was talking about it because they saw the promos during All Elite Wrestling.
And then it was nice for 2 episodes.
Then you have, Million Dollar Mile. I guess Family Food Fight because that got canceled.
Yeah, Family Food Fight did not get picked up.
I mean, I liked Mental Samurai, but you can put that on the list if you want to say that's bad.
That's not bad at all.
It was great. And I think they should not have canceled that. That was a great idea for a game show.
That was a victim of the SmackDown move.
But look, the numbers are up for SmackDown. I'll get all the numbers.
2.4? But that's
WWE is making so many views and Fox is excited.
Not really.
Think about it. Like, they could have had an episode of MasterChef there that has a 4.7 instead.
And it's a lot cheaper.
It could just Gordon Ramsay on a set make a lobster bisque soup. No, instead of that,
we have Baron Corbin and Dolph Ziggler shoving dog food at Roman Reigns' face.
And everyone's like, I don't get it. This is too stupid for me. And then they flip over to a different wrestling promotion. Please watch the other promotion.
They flip over to AEW.
Please. I'm not saying that because I'm being paid for by them. I'm just saying at least someone there knows game shows. It may or may not be Evil Uno. I'm not saying join the Dark Order. But it's this, and also then you can go with, like, good moments, though. You already talked about some of the good moments that happened last year, right? Like I would say Vanna White hosting for the few weeks. Like, did you bring that up yet, the Vanna White hosting?
Let's talk about that. And
I
suddenly
loved it.
We're now Good Mythical Morning. Vanna White hosts Wheel of Fortune. How did she do? Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that. Or does this make you Rhett or Link?
I don't have facial hair, so... How tall are you?
I'm very tall.
Okay, you're Rhett, I'm Link.
All right. I mean, like, I think considering how fast she had to do it...
A day,
she did a good job. It's clear where she screws up, but I would say that's normal, and that was good, and I would say it was the best time to be a fan of Wheel of Fortune, or if you've never seen Wheel of Fortune, watch it. Because when you're stuck with Pat Sajak for 10, 15, 20 years, he's got the routine down. He doesn't really have to explain the rules.
9 years.
he doesn't really explain the rules. Spin the wheel, call a letter, get it wrong, play passes. He doesn't say that. But for those few episodes when Vanna started hosting, she explained the rules of the game. She explained what every wedge meant. She explained solving the puzzle, what that meant. She explained what it means if you hit the express wedge. And and while she was like looking at an auto cue and sometimes forgetting whose turn it was, it still made for a more live experience that gave me that old time game show feel. I hate to say this. Hi, Game Show Jordan here. A problem I have with most modern game shows is if there's a blooper of some regard, someone flubs a line or someone trips a bit or someone says like not that energetic of a line, they have to stop tape and then redo the line or redo it in post-production or get ADR work. And with old-time game shows, whether it's your Match Game, your Hollywood Squares, Gong Show, what it was almost live to tape. So whatever happened, happened. And watching these Wheel of Fortune episodes with Vanna, as she is trying to learn the ropes of how to host the game, explain the rules to the audience at home, it had this live feel that made the show more organic and felt right. Like, it felt fun.
And I don't know if they're airing out of order because this past week they had new episodes with Pat. I don't know if this was originally supposed to air another place, but we know he's back. Pat's back at Wheel.
He's back at Wheel, but next week it's the final of Vanna Week. With a new letter turner.
And only a select few people know who it is. I don't know.
Jessica knows.
Yeah,
and
but
yet we locked her in the film vault.
Just so she wouldn't tell anybody. Hello?
I wanted to know.
Did she think
I would just blubber it right now?
Yes.
No one ever has trust in me. But no, it's like it's fun to have that speculation.
Like, you suspected, what, Susan Stafford?
Isis Stafford, and from what she told me, no.
It's not Stafford. If I were to make a blind guess, probably Leslie Sajak.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Pat's wife.
That'd be funny. We'll have to like figure that out once we find the keys. I would be thinking it would be someone like a Freeman, like as a celebration surprise thank you as well. But they're keeping it under wraps. They're keeping it a surprise. So that tells me it's supposed to be big, or it's supposed to be something that's important to the world of Wheel of Fortune.
Chuck Woolery?
I don't know about you, but why is it called a free play? That's not what I imagine America being. Of free play? Why, that's just communism.
I should have said Rolf Benerska.
Get Bob going. Just get Bob going instead. Bob would do it.
Yeah.
I like him.
Bob's great.
But no, it's like, to me, that's kind of where... Also, I think Family Feud just started their next season.
They're still in reruns, I think.
Because... I don't, because maybe I'm out of it, but I've seen some new episodes of the new feud. Maybe I'm just like delirious, but did they add like more lights to the set? Because it now almost looks like Celebrity Family Feud.
That's pretty much what they did.
Because I like the new, I like that lighting with the set. And that's all they do. That's the only thing they change besides the car.
Now they don't even say the name of the car.
Well, did they pay the money yet, or?
It was like they taped from July to like It's like they tape in the summer, June to August. Like, they just bang them out. All 200 of them.
That's a lot of surveys.
Mm-hmm. That's about 2,000, at most, 2,000 surveys.
Lots of slang for genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of ways to try and say making whoopee. And then, of course, they're still doing new 25 words or less.
Yep.
America says...
No, they finished taping season one.
I know, but we're still getting those new episodes. Like, they're still doing new episodes today, next... That's surprising. They also have...
Got renewed.
They're still funny, you should ask.
It's got one more year left in its deal, then I don't know what's going to wind up with it.
I'm going to take the bet and say it's going to fall under, and then you're going to see GSN try and fill in with a Common Knowledge or maybe Catch 21.
No, they're going to do that next year. I would not be shocked at this year's NATPE that GSN announces Common Knowledge for...
Wait! Cindy, that reminds me, did you see Get a Clue yet?
I have.
Because I don't think we've talked about that show yet.
No, we haven't. And we'll talk about that after we finish talking about 25 words or less and Funny You Should Ask. But what I see is... I'm going to go along with you. I think it goes under. I don't think it goes off the air, though.
Oh, no, I'm going to say that's going to be like a... you're going to find it out on your local cable channel next to reruns of Big Bang Theory.
Or comics. You'll find it overnights next to Comics Unleashed.
Yeah, that's more like it. Wherever you would see Byron Allen.
Here's the funny thing, though. It's still rerunning, and they haven't taped a new episode since 2015.
And the questions are supposed to be not... I think that was something I learned about. Was like the questions are supposed to not be current events. It's supposed to be according to a study.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're right. And they were just going to replay these same episodes well into 2021, 2022.
And probably be sprinkled in with new episodes that... Because here's the thing. It's supposed to be 520 episodes to fill the contract. We're 4 months into season three. And the count is around 250.
So they need to double it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Byron isn't the type of person to let... to trust other people to do shows.
So you're going to make more episodes. Or he's going to do the peer pressure route and just reuse the same episodes. And do best of compilations or call it Funny You Should Ask Too.
No. The thing is, I don't... Because if you take a look at all of his shows that he's done, like Mr. Box Office and ESTV or Comics Unleashed and stuff like that, what is present on all of those shows?
Ryan Satin's dad.
Byron.
I mean, close, Scott Sadden.
The thing is, with Byron, I was trying to say, I don't think he trusts anybody else to run the show with him not there.
It's a very Vince McMahon. It's a, I can't leave this alone.
Mm-hmm. I can't leave anything that I've built up alone. So we'll tape these five episodes. I'm going to go away for 2 weeks and try to buy another sub-200 level TV station. Or Isn't I'm going to sue Comcast. And you know what? Because Comcast is owned by NBC Universal, knowing the judges and the FCC, I think he wins.
Ooh. So, funny you should ask. It's going to be probably two more seasons then, you think, or?
It puts it to 2021. September 2021 is when the end of the contract runs out.
I mean, like, it seems like they're all trying to go for a syndicated game show right now.
So it might stick around. And that's good news for our buddy Tim. Keeps him in a job.
Hey, Tim. That makes an interesting idea.
Mm-hmm.
So now, should we move on to the Politic Clue review?
Yeah, okay, Jordan, have you seen Pyramid?
A Pyramid.
With Michael Strahan?
Pyramid Strahan. Of course I have.
Have you seen Bruce Forsyth's Hot Streak?
I have to.
Okay.
Have you seen Meld Go? The two. Have you seen 50 Grand Slam?
No.
Bob Stewart productions?
Most Bob Stewart productions. If Bob Stewart were still creating shows today, this Get a Clue is pretty much what one of his shows would have become.
It is a Bob Stewart production, but not with Bob Stewart.
Mm-mm. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, mind you.
I would say that's a good thing, considering his track record in the second half of his career. That's a good thing.
The 80s were very favorable to Bob Stewart with his three biggest shows.
This would feel Pyramid. Like exactly something he would have made and something that would be funny to him that he would sell.
And producing Canada.
This did feel a bit like definition in Canada.
The Endgame at least did.
Does this mean we're going to see a revival with the Mad Dash soon? Because I still want my Mad Dash revival.
I want that too. I don't think it's going to happen though.
What about definition?
Oh.
You can even do the Austin Powers theme and no one will know the difference.
Here's the question, though, about that, though, and I know we're supposed to be talking about Get a Clue, but we're seeing a renaissance of game shows in America, in the United States. I don't think we're getting that in Canada, though.
I mean, you're just like Mom and Dad got revived.
Which is gone after two seasons.
Oh, they ended it?
I think so.
Because I think a lot of Canadian game shows kind of feels like signs of the times. Like, you can't really revive Kid Street. And Uh-Oh is not really, like, that exciting of a show. Like, Mad Dash, I would say, definition. But Bumper Stepper still feels like a sign of the times. It still feels like now in the world of texting and...
It makes perfect sense to bring it back.
Just hashtags. It's weird to like think about different Canadian game shows because a lot of Canadian game shows are notoriously cheaper than the ones here.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's jackpot.
Someone has to win $3,900. But then it's like. I think there has to be like a memorable Canadian game show. I mean, there is that documentary coming out soon about the search for Canada's game shows.
Which I think debuts in 2 weeks from now.
Which has a few of our friends in it and a few iconic game show personalities as well.
Hosted by Wayne Cox.
You, you're all about Wayne.
It was great on Talk About.
Actually, if anything, I think that's, well, that was a board game, wasn't it? Talk About, because I remember just always seeing that game board. Buy the box, buy the board game, buy the home game today. And then Celebrity Talk About.
You could do Celebrity Talk About.
That would actually work in a modern day scenario.
What, Talk About? Yeah.
I mean, that one feels like a Canadian game show revival. Now I think about it, speaking of like things like 25 words or less, and in this case, if we're going to segue back to Get a Clue.
Yep.
It's a charming game. Quick rules, it's team of four. One person reads a clue to the next partner. If they get it right, then they get to say a clue to the next partner. Mm-hmm. Rinse, repeat for 30 seconds or until 5 clues have been read.
And for the first round, each correct word is worth 100 points. You get all 5, they add 200 points. Bonus, doubles for round 2 and triples for round 3. Wait, that's a triple for round 3.
No, it's triple. In round 3, it's the category round where it's 200, 400, 600. And
or
you're on 2,000. And then the final 15 seconds, the 2,000 unlocks.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like a Hail Mary pass. But it's always like interesting words that you would never say in like settings.
Yep.
Like antiquities.
Or Manila.
Aquamarine.
Amethyst.
Like things like that where it's like you can't really like say it's like, well, it's like blue but not blue, but you know the blue.
Oh, amethyst? I got it. And purple gemstone.
Belushi.
Oh, douchebag.
Belushi's a douche.
Well, he was on How I Met Your Mother.
But on this show, was he really one?
No, wait, that was Doogie Howser's character.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, Neil Patrick. I can't believe I forgot his name.
From TV's Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris. Neil Patrick Harris.
Which bombed immensely. I'm excited for on, was it the 24th that Crystal Maze comes out?
It's actually, I think, next. Yeah, the 24th. Because right when The Circle ends in season 1. Chris May starts, so I'm right on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm. Is there a host for The Circle?
Yes, The Circle does have a host. Okay, so it's hard to explain, but it's Michelle Buteau.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who she is, or?
No.
Okay, she is also a stand-up comedian. I would say black, outspoken, kind of like Nikki Glaser. And if what you're saying about Blind Date is true, where it's just like, here's the comedian just snarking over what's going on. She does that on this show.
All right, good.
Because basically the idea is the same as, you know, there's 8 people. You can be whoever you want. You can be yourself. You can be someone else. You can say whatever you want. Just try to be the most popular, most influential, block somebody. But because you are in your apartment and you're saying all the stuff out loud, Michelle's pointing out to the like viewers, like, you know, you're trying to be a woman, right? Like, you're not, you're your girlfriend.
We're just talking about other stuff besides what we're supposed to be talking about and Get a Clue,
which is Rob Belushi's. We're going to start about Rob Belushi.
So, getting back to Rob Belushi, it's fine.
I will say Rob Belushi is a GSN game show host.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what I mean by that, listen to the tone of my voice. How's it going, Cindy?
It goes fine, Rob.
That's great. So in this round, values are worth $200. Well, sorry, 200 points. If you get all 5, you get 400 points. Here are the categories. Smell the dairy air. Ha! Up in the sky. Ha! low energy, first world problems. All right, well, we're starting with smell the dairy air. These are things you would find in a dairy farm. That's the show. That's how he hosts.
Mm-hmm.
It's passive. It's very passive. It's almost like he's not really there in a way that's GS and comfort zone. I do like the way that it's just friends just playing fun games. And I mean, theoretically, $10,000 is like game show minimum these days. But it's also kind of just like, I think that comes second to the game. It seems like they're just there to have fun. And they're just going to say outrageous things to try and get people to say different words. And then Rob will try and point out, like, when you mean this, oh, okay, you got 800 points.
Could have been 1400. Too bad.
That's like that's it. That's I'm not saying he's a bad host, because I think if you could have gone the opposite, if you went too energetic, this would have been the worst. This is the right. This is GS and passive. This is calm. It's supposed to be a tranquil game. These game shows are tranquil, I would say. This is the shows you would see in a dentist office.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, though, with different GSN shows, because with like America Says, you see the screen and you can play along and try and play. Like, when I think of mustard, I think of blank. With Common Knowledge, you see the question up front. Same with Catch 21. But this show, you do get to see what the clue is, but there really isn't a play-along factor. That you wonder, was that intentional? Is this
yes.
Finally an attempt to steer away from that to create a fun clue-based game?
I would say so.
And then finally, I will say what my favorite round is, because as much as I like to pick the category round for easy, medium, hard, but there's already a game show that does that.
25 words or less.
I would say I do enjoy the final round. They get 8 words in set amount of time, and it's all randomized. Who gets the clue? Who does what? It's like a passing of the torch. I love that. I think that's the best round.
Is the bonus round.
The bonus round. I just wish there was kind of like a physical element. Like, if the spotlight shines, you have to run over, hit a button, then you see the word, then you can start speaking the clue out to the remaining 3 players.
Huh.
And then one of those 3 lights up, and then you continue back and forth. Kind of give it a wipeout kind of feel, like you can run out of energy and not win.
Yep.
But then again, it also follows the other rule of GSN minimums. If you don't win, it's $1,000.
Which I'm fine with. I mean, it's a decent day. And it's split 4 ways, so it's $250 a piece, so don't need to pay taxes.
They're all going to have a steak dinner on the house.
Mm-hmm.
Which gets me wondering, like, is this going to be what GSN is going to be doing for the next quarter? And this is like their new like way of handling things for the next foreseeable future. It's just every quarter is a new game show format that they've done the algorithm for. That's very passive. That has somebody that you vaguely kind of remember. That's kind of in the background that you can somewhat play along with. That has a minimal cash prize.
Yeah.
So it's the we're finally it's you're going to see a crossword game, crossword puzzle clues. That's probably going to be next. You'll probably see some sort of like fill in the blank game show where it's the like a smush, but what like a chain react but not chain reaction.
It might be chain reaction though.
Again, after 2 attempts. Why did they get rid of Mike Catherwood's version? I like that version.
Because the new people that were coming in saw that was the last of David Goldhill's stuff.
But and that was like, actually, I would say, like, that was one of the better game show revivals in Wild. The way they casted people, the gameplay. He was the perfect kind of GSN type host.
And they were like, nope.
No, we need a...
You know what will help this channel?
What would help GSN?
Millionaire.
Well, reruns or new episodes?
Reruns.
Because I don't think it can afford $1 million giveaway. Like reruns of the syndicated the modern syndicated, right? Not Regis or
Chris Harrison episodes. That's the ticket.
Because I think that would be what you would be like. Because some of those questions would definitely be play along with.
Well, the first 5 questions, then you get above $10,000, and then it becomes ass hard.
And then when you get to the $50,000, it becomes Jordan Tweets, the game show.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's the, like, hey, did you know, like, there are only 8 when Marvel came out with the Avengers movie, there were 7 different churro flavors throughout the park. The one for Hope was flavored in lemon. And then it's the, like, if you got the Infinity Stone Hope churro, what flavor would it be? Oh, hey. Because that was Millionaire.
Yep, especially during its last season.
In Caesar's Palace.
No, it's wrong. You gotta do it like Vince McMahon via OSW review. Caesar's parking lot.
And well, he's gonna be busy this year. He has the XFL. We don't need to talk much about this.
You know, I almost thought about getting season tickets for that.
For like a SmackDown taping or
no, the XFL.
The XFL. If you did that, I don't know whether to condemn you or say you could have had tickets anywhere. You could have saw something you enjoyed.
$20 a game?
Why can't you just pay the $20 to go see the game itself instead of...
Yeah, but you wouldn't get the 25% off merchandise.
Oh, yeah, because you really need to get the, what is it, the Los Angeles Outlaw.
Screw that, I'll have a Seattle Dragons uniform.
The Seattle Dragons coming 2020.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. I like Get a Clue. I think this is actually a very fun game show. What I liked most about Get a Clue is the set. It's somewhat shiny floor game because it's a white shiny floor, but it is the most game show ass looking set I've ever seen in quite a while.
There's a problem though.
What?
It's way too big.
Because of all the bright lights and LED screens and necessary video monitors.
Yeah, and if you take a look at a show like America Says, all you need is a light.
All they have is weird like stained glass on one side, weird stained glass on the other side, America LED light.
LED board.
Oh yeah, the LED board, and then the 2 tables.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of also reminds me of Only Connect in some ways, but Shush. GSN can't do Only Connect. Don't do
didn't
Only
they,
Connect.
Weren't they going to do Pointless?
So, they did a Pointless pilot. I was actually going to do the test run for that. I don't... but I think they got other people to do it. They recorded it, and then GSN just said no. There was going to be a $50,000 cash prize.
Too much.
Well, think about it like being pointless. And there's no like rolling jackpot.
But still, if we're using the average from the UK version nowadays, that would be like a once every four show occurrence.
Okay. But if you continue, but the thing is, with American knowledge of things, can you name a world capital?
Jakarta.
Okay, well, that might actually... I would... Djibouti? I think it just kind of dipped. It's one of those fascinating things where it's like, you got to think like adaptations of shows, which they're not going to do adaptations. I think Game Show Network is directly going to do in-house format creation, in-house game shows to sell. So that's that's what they're going to be doing in the foreseeable future. But it happens. Anyway, I'm excited for The Circle. I'm telling people, watch The Circle. Best reality show format. I said that last year with the British version. I'm saying it again this year for the American version.
It might get it next year for best and worst of everything.
It's I'm trying to tell you folks, it's better than Big Brother. It's funnier than Big Brother. It's a way to show like social media as good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have the survival era of we need to pick apart so and so, even though there is alliances within the circle itself. And yes, someone's already attempted to do Inner Circle. Don't worry, Chris Jericho is probably going to be on the line.
Little bit of the bubbly.
Little bit of the bubbly. They give away the bubbly. Mm-hmm. If you're an influencer, you get a little bit of the bubbly.
Well, not really. Brian Zane bought his.
Well, he is the influencer, Brian Zane. Is he going to block me? I don't want to be blocked. I'm not Jim Cornette. but no, it's this. Okay, so the format is, because I have to explain it. It's always fun. Eight people are in different rooms, kind of like solitary, but actually like livable arrangements with like a bedroom, a kitchen, a television room. Very comfy, very cozy. They don't get access to, like most reality game shows, no access to outside world, no news, whatever. But instead of like you're blocked off and you can't talk to anybody, they do have like people on standby, like a therapist and friends if you want to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not totally isolated, meltdown mode. There's also, you can get out of the apartment and do workout. You can go to a jacuzzi and hang out there and play the game there. Everyone has their own social media profile featuring a photo that you can put, a name and age, a relationship status, and a small bio. So you have people playing as themselves. I'm Jordan. I'm 30. I'm single. Mysterious? And then you have people who are playing as their girlfriends.
Hi.
Or you have people playing...
I'm Claudia. I'm 29.
It's fun because the girlfriend was doing the bio video and says, "Hi, folks. I just want one thing to tell you. I'm really a dude." And it's like, "Yeah, that's my girlfriend. We're a couple for 5 years. I'm going to be missing her when I'm in the circle, but she says I'm allowed to flirt with the guys because my way to win is to..." Is to flirt back.
Does this actually happen on the show?
Oh, the time. Oh, yeah. But the thing is, it's not boring characters. Like, every person on the show, whoever's the casting person for The Circle, is brilliant. Because they have, like, I hate to say, like, we got the social experiment, we got the opposites. And no, they just went straight with for, like, personality casting. They got, like, someone from Silicon Valley who works in programming who hates social media. Then you get some guy from New Jersey. He has, like, the slip back hair. And he's a mama's boy. and his name is Joey, and it's just like, this is the best show. Because he's playing as Joey, but you can't hear Joey. You're just seeing the text. And what happens is it's like a fake social media, so it's like connect, circle, send a message to Cindy. Cindy, what's up, my friend? Heart emoji, send. And then Cindy would get it. And then what happens is there's like a little mini game. Usually it's something to be used as a clue to figure out if people are who they are and show off their personality slightly to give off a scent of if they're catfishing, it could be wrong. And then everyone ranks who's their favorite to least favorite from one, like one to six, like first being the best, six being the weakest. And the whoever ranks in like the Taskmaster scoring system, the top two go to the suite upstairs and in a private chat room, even though they never see face to face, have to pick one of the remaining players to eliminate from the game, which they call block, because that's because you know you have to have flavor text. Who's the head of household? Who's getting eliminated? Who gets the immunity? Who's safe? And there are games where people win safety. There are games where the influencers are fine, but whoever's the lowest is eliminated and don't surprise them. And the big twist of all, Cindy, and this is why the show is great, is even though these two people have to make up a very sad decision to eliminate a player, and that means they do not walk away with $100,000, in the big twist, when they're about to leave the game, they get to go to one of the apartment complexes of one of the players and meet them face-to-face. Which means you could be talking to a catfish that you thought was your best friend, or you can confront somebody that you thought was your worst enemy, or just somebody who were suspecting was a bad person. Then you send a goodbye video. Everyone sees it and goes, oh no, you weren't a catfish. You were real. No. Then it becomes this detective game, which I also love. It's smart. It's funny. It's great.
And it's on Netflix, so go and watch.
It's bingeable. I might have to watch Blind Date and then go back to watching this because that because these both seem like the right kind of guilty pleasure shows to me.
By the way, I was just laughing at this. Apparently, during an episode of Live PD tonight, this is from Ryan Satin, there was a guy who was arrested on Live PD for an outstanding warrant related to selling crack and cocaine. If you listen closely, you can hear he was watching SmackDown at the time when the cops showed up.
Well, so folks, remember to watch WWE Backstage with Ryan Satin.
That's getting so arrested good. On an outstanding warrant. Watch SmackDown. Outstanding warrant. It's kind of touch and go, isn't it?
It is. I think that's funny to me, because I don't think Ryan Satin's trying to be like, this is what the audience of SmackDown is. It's just kind of like a, well, that's where I work. Yeah. Well, technically, he works for Fox Sports, but...
Yep. So, with that being said, is there anything else that I wanted to talk about tonight? Or I don't have anything else. Do you?
Okay, so, let's see. Get a Clues, recommend. There's an episode on YouTube.
Yep.
Blind Date, watch. It's not really a game show, but it's fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Circle, watch it. It's a guilty pleasure show of mine that I really enjoy. Jeopardy Grace of All Time is debuting next week because I don't know if this is a bi-weekly show still or you're going to go back weekly.
I don't know what's going to happen with this. It's just all a matter of finding out where schedules line up, and with what we're doing for the Gumbo YouTube channel now, it's kind of touch and go.
I think it's just stick with this. Games of Canada is still fun. I think still do top fives, do the scheduling.
Yeah, that's the plan.
And
bringing back Games of 90 for the final four episodes. Maybe three episodes, depending on how we can finagle American Gladiators footage.
Hang on. There was also that schedule that came out. Because 6 is the premiere of Get a Clue. Let's see. We have Ellen's Game of Games on the 7th.
Yep.
All right. Spy Games is on the 20th. Crystal Mace is 24th. Jeopardy Go to 7, Wild and Now and Ink Master and Worst Cooks of America.
Ink Master, Worst Cooks of America is the 5th.
Yeah, Worst Cooks is the 5th, which is about the time we're done with this. I also like Kids Baking Championship. Also, we still have to figure out when Ultimate Tag debuts.
Probably be in the spring.
I remember they filmed that Warner Brothers the same time as Child Genius. It took that long.
I got word from Griffin that I think it's supposed to be in spring.
Tag?
I think it's supposed to be spring.
Alrighty. And also, let's see here. I think that's about it with World of Game Shows. Go download that app. Go download the phone.
Reward the fan.
When
and
a fan is on the phone.
Use the referral code SigmaFan.
SigmaFan at checkout. Well, that's not really a checkout. It's really just a referral code. You get a life. Cindy gets a life. And the world will be good. So I hope you all finish your catalog. Go continue binge watching that one series I know you've been doing. Don't lie and say, oh, I'm not watching anything at the moment. There's lots of game shows you're probably binge watching. You're probably watching old Jeopardy moments or Wheel of Fortune. Or you're trying to remember, oh, what was that game show from CBS? It was Secrets of the Crypt Keeper's Haunted House.
Ugh. That was bad.
It won an Emmy.
Well, probably for design.
The Emmy winning Secrets of the Crypt Keeper's Haunted House. Just like the Oscar winning Suicide Squad. Well, that was fun. Was there any questions, or is there going to be like 2020 predictions, or are we saving that for a later time?
We'll save it for the next show.
If you have a 2020 prediction, leave it in the comment of the video on Patreon, in the Discord. The winner gets applause emojis.
Yep, lots of applause emojis. Well, that's going to do it for this edition. Catch Jordan once again on Game Shows, I suppose, and all of his fun stuff that he does on Twitch. What's your Twitter?
Jordan Games. Jordan Games on Twitch. Jordan Ha on Twitter, JORDHA. Or just go to jordanhaas.com. Most of the stuff is there, too.
Yep. And we got stuff coming up on our YouTube channel. New edition of Games of 90 will be coming out in the month. That's going to be coming out right now.
People, stay healthy. Stay well. You know, this is the illness weller. Don't get sick. Stay healthy. Drink lots of soup. Drink plenty of water. And have a great 2020.
Yep. Look at the schedule. We'll have one of those coming up this month as well. We're going to take a look at an NBC schedule. But from when? I'm not telling. Tune in and find out. And more review fun stuff happening along the way. For Jordan Haas, I am Cindy Seidelman, and we'd like to thank all of you for listening, and just have a 2020 that isn't insane. It could be great, but not insane as it has been the past 24 hours.
Why am I hearing air raid sirens?
Oh, God.